Guys, how can schools truly prepare students for the future if they ignore the world right outside their doors? In this week's episode of the Traveling Principal Show, we dive into how schools can embrace local culture, trades, and traditions to create powerful place-based education that's relevant and meaningful. From students crafting snowboards in Colorado to preserving Hawaiian sustainability practices, this is a conversation about education that truly roots students in their communities while giving them the wings to soar. Tune in and discover how to transform your school's approach today on the Traveling Principal Show. Welcome to the Traveling Principal Show, where we navigate education one journey at a time. Today, we're kicking off an exciting two-part series exploring how schools can transform when they embrace culture, trades, and the traditions of their communities. We're going to talk about a couple of examples. We're going to remain in the U.S. for today's show, but I had mentioned last time in my research, I had stumbled across a couple of different schools that I just needed to expand into an actual episode. So in today's episode, this is part one of this two-part series. We're focusing on why place-based education matters. We're going to showcase an incredible school in Kamehameha in Hawaii, and then we're going to head out to Colorado and take a look at Summit High School to illustrate the transformative power of connecting learning to the world right outside of the doors in both of these locations. So without further ado, let's dive right in. Place-based education is more than a teaching strategy, it's a philosophy. At its heart, it's about making education relevant by tying it directly to the local culture, environment, and industries that define a community. For example, imagine a school where students don't just learn about their cultural history, they live it. At Kamehameha Schools, Native Hawaiian culture is woven into the culture through the curriculum through practices like hula and ʻaʻole chants, which teach storytelling, history, and language. Students also study an ancient Hawaiian land management system, ahapua, which divided the land into sections from mountains to sea. I apologize about my Hawaiian language, which I completely butchered. But we're giving it a shot, right? This approach fosters a deep connection to the land and an understanding of sustainability, a value that resonates in modern environmental challenges. I have been to some of these sites in Hawaii on some of the islands, and let me tell you something. Kamehameha Schools is for Native Hawaiian students, and it is really transforming what education looks like in Hawaii. If you're looking to learn more about Kamehameha Schools, you can head on over to ksbe.edu and you can learn everything about what the schools are doing on each of the islands. They are K-12, pre-K, TK-12, and so they're really doing some good things out there for the Hawaiian folks. Meanwhile, in Colorado's Summit High School, all the way back over to the mainland, students are learning to manufacture skis and snowboards. So we went from Hawaii, where Kamehameha Schools for Native Hawaiians are trying to figure out how to embrace the culture and have that resonate through the curriculum that Native Hawaiian students are exposed to through Kamehameha Schools. Here in Summit, Colorado, Summit High School in Colorado, this is right up my alley. It's not your average shop class. Students are gaining skills to design, engineer, and really create a business of repair and building skis, making skis, designing new skis, while embracing this outdoor culture of their ski-driven community. So this program is really awesome because everything that I've come to learn about through these programs here, what we're really talking about is a tangible result that students can see and be proud of. And so fostering a sense of this belonging and purpose comes almost ingrained organically when you have that type of a curriculum in place and a perfect example of how schools can connect students to the local industries while preparing them for the global economy is going on right now in Summit High School. Bauer Dunham is quoted in the article, a first semester senior, started with a plank of wood but ended with an all-mountain ski that can navigate variable conditions. My man, I am so jealous of you. That is like the best I've ever heard of. So there's a career and technical education class, Thomas Lutke's career and technical education class at Summit High School does provide students like Dunham with hands-on experience in both manufacturing and marketing, skis and snowboards. And so really good things going on there. Really stoked that this is what's happening in schools. And I wanted to take some time to highlight these examples because all too often schools are just academically driven and they pound home this message that is not a one size fits all. And so I'm proud of Kamehameha and Colorado for doing thinking outside of the box really here and trying to connect a purpose to the learning and the schools that are really going on, because not a lot of the times do we see that anymore. And that's scary. I don't like that. So this approach isn't, though, limited to Hawaii and to Colorado. I've seen it in New York. I've seen it out here in Colorado. I'm heading up to Idaho pretty soon to take a look at a school up there. So place-based education can look like a coastal school teaching oceanography and fishing techniques, or an urban school focusing on education and the connection to the everyday lives. Here's a question that I want you to think about for a second here. What would your school look like if it fully embraced the unique culture and trades of the community that your school is located in? And I've asked this question a few times, but I really wanted to take a second here and have you guys focus on it, because sometimes we're looking for engagement in the wrong areas when it is literally right outside our door. So it's not just about preserving the past. It's about creating a future where traditional trades and modern skills coexist. At Summit High School, students don't just build skis. They learn about software engineer programs behind the designs, practice modern manufacturing techniques, and even explore business management. And this fusion prepares them for a future and for careers that just go well beyond what they may be interested in, because they're going to be so well-rounded. So whether they stay in their local industry or branch out globally, those students are going to be prepared. Imagine a farming community where students learn drone technology for crop monitoring in science class, while studying soil chemistry in agriculture. By integrating traditional values with modern advancements, students are not only rooted in their local industries, but also positioned as future innovators. And that's really the key behind these episodes that I'm trying to put out here. And I couldn't have said that any more clear, right? Students are not only rooted in their local industries, but they're starting to be positioned as future innovators. So if your school is to prepare students for what's supposed to come next in their lives, we're talking about a couple here in these last few weeks and weeks to come that are doing it, doing a good job at this. For communities facing climate change, schools could integrate environmental studies with sustainable building design. Conservation lessons could include students creating renewable energy solutions, directly addressing issues that their community may face. I know in the International Baccalaureate, they present these challenges annually to students in the diploma programs and in the career-related programs. And so something to take a look at there. Let's talk for a second about the role of collaboration. Because bringing in local professionals, engineers, farmers, conservationists adds authenticity to the program. Guest speakers, mentors, workshops make education feel immediate and relevant. And so those collaborations resound between education and the workforce, helping students see tangible learning opportunities a real bizarre one I'll share with you quickly. One time I had a student who, it was pretty bizarre. I'm not going to lie to you. They came into campus with a guest speaker, somebody that they had met online in a game. They had been playing this game for so long. The kid brought this person to the school as the CEO of this program that I'm not going to bring up, just for the sake of security. But this person came in and wanted to explain in our architectural program, this is what you could do if you wanted to be an architect and make tons and tons of money, because he pulled up in this like crazy rare car, sports car with the window, the door that like kind of goes up, you know. And so he says, I've never built a piece of furniture in my whole life, but I've designed thousands. And a lot of times architects will design something and then go and literally build it. But what this guy did was he would design something and then go inside of his computer program where he had a quote unquote workshop and would build virtual furniture for these people who lived and played in this game, and would go to his store and buy his stuff and use it in their game in the life that they were living. I mean, talk about bizarre. This inspired so many kids that day to want to learn these drafting software programs and to really want to get involved, because it was such an outside of the box connection between, or combination rather, between the skills that kids take advantage of, really the gaming, coding online all day, you know, knowing how to manipulate video and audio, et cetera. And as well as with schools and creating solutions. And so talk about such an awesome combination there. And increasing the engagement in architecture and in engineering and then in coding. It was kind of like the birth of our computer science and systems engineering program, computer side of the engineering department anyway. And so let me just kind of end with this. Place-based education celebrates this power of connection. Connection to our roots, connection to our communities, but also a connection to the future. We saw in both in Colorado and in Hawaii some awesome examples. If you're ever fortunate enough to dive into the education that's going on in the state of Colorado, they are leading in career and technical education now. I've been going to some different CTE conferences in Colorado for years, and I'll tell you, I was surprised 5 or 6 years ago when I first saw it. Then I was like, why isn't anybody else doing this? And they have an awesome combination between the powers that be within the state of Colorado that are calling the shots for education and the people who are actually in education. It's phenomenal when that exists in a sincere way. Next time in part two in this series, we're going to discuss actionable steps that you can take to make this vision a reality in your school. From community audits to interdisciplinary projects, we're going to break it all down, you guys, because I don't want to just talk about how awesome these schools are. If I can help you try to create them, I will, absolutely. And so until then, keep navigating education with purpose and with passion. This is Joe Colossi, your traveling principal, saying, you know it's real and purposeful if you walk outside of the campus and see an immediate need for improvement, but knowing that this is a topic of study that's inside your schools.